You're listening to The Ground Floor, where we talk to entrepreneurs from startup through stable businesses on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm your host, Cynthia Scherr, and my guest today is Cassandra Davis, who is the founder and CEO of Functional Botanicals, a company in Ashland. So welcome, Cassandra. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So first off, I believe congratulations are in order. You just won a $100,000 investment by the Oregon Angel Food Investment, and I believe that was hosted by the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network. So tell us a little bit about this exciting award.
Yeah, they're a great group based out of Portland, and the executive director, Kara, came down to Ashland for a pitch event, a practice pitch, and I was introduced by John Williams, just asked to come, and I was like, sure, I'll pitch, just, you know, why not? And from that process, then I learned about their program. They have like an investment-ready program. And then from that process, after you go through, I think it's five classes, then you're allowed to apply to this fund. And it's, we kind of joke, it's a little bit like Oregon Shark Tank. Not quite, but but a bunch of other companies apply, and then you go through a due diligence process. And then if you're the right fit, you get picked. And I feel super grateful that that was what happened for Functional Botanicals.
Awesome. So tell us how you're going to deploy that investment.
So, you know, being a startup, there's a lot of ups and downs. And so what this investment's going to do for us is help just create some stability and runway. And then from there, we're going to use a lot of the investment for marketing. I've been really fortunate the company has grown a lot through word of mouth. And we have done some marketing activities, but really, like, we've proven concept, and now it's kind of time to take it and put it in front of more eyes and more of an audience. So that's really the biggest plan. And then, of course, investing in inventory is always important, because as you grow, that's a big hurdle, is just making sure you have enough cash flow and enough inventory to, like, service your growth. So that's probably the second most important element of the investment.
So tell us what it is that Functional Botanicals makes. I know it's a very innovative product, so just tell us a little bit about what you make and how you make it.
We like to call it a small miracle.
Okay.
Basically, it's like a little portable spa experience. It's a towelette, but what makes it fundamentally different is it starts dry. And it's made out of bamboo. It's compressed into about the size of a nickel stacked like five deep. And then we've infused it with botanical ingredients. And because it's dry, it doesn't have any chemicals or preservatives. And then you add about a half an ounce of water, and it hydrates into a really lovely towelette. You know, most wipes, you're not like, wow, I want to wipe that all over my body. But because this is infused with great botanicals, there's no chemicals, it's actually a really wonderful experience. And so you have this great portable hygiene that lends itself to a lot of different applications.
You know, through COVID and everything, we've all had 1,000 towelettes of this, that, or the other. But where did the bamboo as a towel source come from?
So it's made out of cellulose, which is basically a bio waste. And we chose bamboo because we wanted something that was truly renewable. I mean, if you know how bamboo grows, it's basically a weed. It grows really fast. You can make cellulose out of any plant material, like cotton or wood. But just as far as like what we felt like our ethics where we wanted to really choose something that we felt like was truly sustainable. So that's why we landed on bamboo. It's also really soft. It really feels good on your skin. And it's also compostable. So that's another big selling point.
So tell us a little about your origin story. What prompted you or your collaborators to come up with this? What problem were you trying to solve, or what experiment were you running?
So the true origin story is I had a romantic partner who was a medic in the Army for about 10 years, and then he became an acupuncturist and an herbalist. And in that process, he came up with this concept of this towelette, like being a medic, like functional medicine is really important, like field medicine. But he also had learned the value of botanicals and herbs as medicine. And so him and his couple friends created this product thinking it was going to be like a instant success. They're like, all right, we're going to like get some Facebook ads, and someone's going to distribute for us, and someone's going to make it for us, and bam, we're going to be rich. And, you know, I think a lot of us know that that's not quite how that goes. And I came in to help and consult. I have a lot of kind of experience doing different business. And through that process, I basically just kind of took over the company. they had like acupuncture practices and other endeavors. And so, you know, I'm just a hungry and ambitious person. And I was like, I feel like I can run with this. But I had the company for about 7 years just doing R&D. I was actually raising my son. And so I really just wanted to get him through school, through high school, get him graduated. And then in 2020, I actually felt like I was ready to start the company. And so that's then when we founded Function Botanicals and launched the iteration of the business as it is.
Wow. So it's sort of incubated for a long time, and so it might be one of those overnight successes that just takes 20 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe 10.
And if you ask the community, like a lot of people, like, oh, I've tried those, like just by being out and about. You know, we've sold it at the co-op, at Shopping Cart, at all the different Outdoor Rec stores at different times. And so there has been a lot of build, measure, learn in this process, which is just finding the right audience, the right selling channel, how it's applicable in everyday experiences. And then that happened, and then we went for it. So. Mm-hmm.
So when I looked on your website, it looked like you have a lot of potential customer segments. So who is using it the most?
Right now, we're really focused on hotels. And the reason why is, you know, it's kind of a disruptor and like a dry towel. Not a lot of people know what that is. And so I realized like people have to try it. And once people experience it, they're like, wow, I really love this. It makes sense. But, you know, for the cost of it, people have to understand the value propositions. And so anyways, we decided we needed to get into people's hands to start selling it. And then initially, I was just sell it retail. But we figured out hospitality was a great way for people to try it. And then we're like, that's actually its own market and own selling channel. And so we then decided to pivot from trying to do like a direct-to-consumer product, trying to figure out how to get it into people's hands, just to then do a business-to-business model. And that's worked out really great. And it also solves this problem for hotels, which is linen spoilage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's these beautiful, fluffy white towels that people get when you go to a nice hotel. And if you're traveling as a woman or a guy, like, and you need to take your makeup off, people reach for those towels. And that's actually a really big expense. It costs labor, water, chemicals, and then ultimately replacing the linen. And so we found that we're solving a real problem for these hotels and also delivering like a really great experience for the guest.
You're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Cynthia Schur, and today we are speaking with Cassandra Davis about Functional Botanicals. So it sounds like you found a niche that also has huge growth potential. Rather than a one-to-one, it's a one-to-many with your focusing on hotels. Are you also still focusing on retail at all, or on the hiking group, or I'm thinking of young mothers who constantly have to carry around something to wipe the schmutz off somebody's face?
Yeah, so we are actually mostly focused on hotel right now. We do have an online store, and so we have a lot of big fans who would be really upset if the product went away. So we sell, you know, directly to consumers that way. And then we also private label. So we are reaching out to a bigger consumer audience through other brands, like, for example, Thrive Marketplace. We private label with them, Grove Co. So the product is getting to those types of people, but just not directly through us. Mm-hmm. And that was because those companies have really big marketing budgets, and they have the tools to like demonstrate their product, understand the concept. They have a captive audience. And as a startup, you know, we didn't have that type of budget. So we're like, we're going to put it in the hands of people who can really actually get it to the right audience in the right way. And then we just get paid to make it.
Great. And so are you manufacturing here? Where are you manufacturing?
Yeah, we're manufacturing here. So we do like assembly manufacturing, or we're right in the Hersey Business Park. Mm-hmm. And so we take all of the materials and then we put it together here in Ashland. And we actually ship out all over the world right now.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing. And where are your suppliers? Like, where do you get the cellulose from?
So the bamboo comes from China, mm-hmm. Which has been interesting.
Yeah.
And then we procure our essential oils from all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like botanicals grow all over the world. We have a local Ashland supplier. I just procured some essential oils from a company up in Glide, Oregon. We also bring in essential oils from Canada, from Ecuador. We have our packaging partner that actually is domestic, and then they produce in Canada, which we're really proud of. And that's kind of it. It's a pretty simple product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just rattle off the number of uses that you can think of for why you would want to carry it's like a small, like you said, an extra thick nickel dry towelette that you just add water to.
Gosh, there are so many. Like right now, when it's hot after a hike, or if it was really hot and I was sweaty and I was coming in to do this interview, I'd probably refresh. Kids, like if you're out and your children are super dirty. I had a whole experience where I had a flat tire and I needed to like just clean up my hands after changing a tire and getting all oily. Post-workout is great. It's really great for a medical emergency. They're not sterile, but they're very clean. If you don't have like Band-Aids or a way to like stop bleeding, it's a great tool for that. Feminine hygiene, it's safe head to toe. We have different formulas that are better than others. Just like if you're lazy at the end of the day and you don't want to wash your face, like this is really great clean cosmetic, like clean beauty. Man, I've used it to clean my car. I've exploded kombucha. Like camping, it's great for just like general, like we actually have a lot of backcountry skiers and people who like do mountaineering who are really a big fan of this product because it's so light and compact and it's easy to travel with. Flights, it's incredible. I don't know why, but like you get like that film when you fly, which is really gross. And so this is a wonderful way to refresh. We have a lot of hotels use it as a guest greeting. So when guests arrive, it's a way to start the hospitality experience. Same thing with spas, post-massage. There's a million. It's hygiene. It's basically whenever you need to feel fresh and clean, this is a great option.
And so what are some of the challenges that you are facing at this stage of your business? Because you're sort of past proof of concept. You're a little further in than startup.
Yeah, I mean, I think why this investment has been so meaningful is cash flow is, you know, I think probably our biggest challenge. We've taken on some bigger contracts and carrying inventory. So, you know, previously we would have like a 30-day cash cycle. And as we've grown bigger, our cash cycle has gotten bigger and bigger, like up to 90, 120 days, which is a long time to carry inventory. It's a long time to wait to get paid. And so it's a real growing pain. I think it's like just kind of something that all companies have to deal with as they grow. And so that's probably our biggest obstacle at this moment. And then I'm not the best marketer. And so now I'm like, okay, I have to find the right people to help fill in the gaps in the places that like I don't have, you know, certain strengths and building out a team, which, you know, it's intimate and there's a lot of collaboration. So finding those right people is it's a good task, but it is a task.
Mm-hmm. And what do you find either beneficial or challenging about running a business in Southern Oregon?
Beneficial is that it's a beautiful place and there's a great community here. Like, you know, our value propositions are about botanicals. It's about it being natural, sustainable, organic. And there's a really great community that supports and loves that. But also we're isolated. We're kind of, you know, like you think on the five, like we're connected, but truly like we're in our own little pocket. And so like when going up to Portland, I'm like, wow, there's this huge network and ecosphere of other entrepreneurs and business activities, which isn't as robust in Southern Oregon. So sometimes I feel a little bit isolated. And so it's good in some ways where you can stay focused and get stuff done, but other ways like business is about networking and making connections. And so I found it very important to travel and like go connect to those bigger urban areas to network. So
great. So we've heard about all the uses. We've heard about what you're going to do with this cash award, an investment in your company. So where would we find this? Where would we find your functional botanicals?
Yeah, so in the Valley, you would find it at first one of our longest customers, which is the co-op. We're also at Posh Organics. We're in the Noman Hotel Group, so we're, you know, either at the Lithia Springs or the Ashland Springs Hotel. We're also at the Compass Hotel. And then internationally, we're at major luxury hotels, Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton's, Mandarin Orientals. We're all over Europe. We're in Dubai. We're in South America. Next time you travel, look in your hotel and you might see our product.
Excellent. Whether it's private labeled or yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we want to buy it for ourselves at functionalbotanicals.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Well, it has been a delight to hear about the rolling start of your company.
Yeah.
And its tremendous success now. Congratulations on that. And thank you so much for being a guest today on The Ground Floor.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
thanks so much to Cassandra Davis for joining us today on The Ground Floor and talking to us about functional botanicals. My name is Cynthia Scherr, and you can find this and other episodes at jeffexchange.org and on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.